good morning and welcome to Uptown Talk from the balcony of Shacklett's Photography on the historic Courthouse Square in Murfreesboro. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Christie, your host for the next hour on the show that's always about people who help people. For those of you taking notes at home, this is show number 79, and we're looking to have some fun this 8th day of August, 2015. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood as we're overlooking the famous Farmer's Market all around the square. Featured guests today are Kim Nestle, Kim and Jim Nestle, the directors of Intentional Intimacy. I almost said International Intimacy, and that would have been totally wrong. And we'll find out more about what this organization offers in just a few minutes. Our musical guests today are Two Country for Nashville, Joel and Leanne Ulmer. We've been listening to them over the last hour or so. And those of you who are listening to the radio right now know that on our podcast, on the WGNS website, we will have both hours here in just a short while after we get the whole show edited. We'll post it up there, and you can hear both hours of today's Uptown Talk on the podcast here in just a little while. We're also listening to Charlie Parker on the piano with the Uptown Talk theme, and a little bit later on this half hour, we'll be listening to Otis. He's going to bring us one of his sentiments on American life today in his commentary. Today, we'll be talking about workplace loyalty, so we'll listen for that here in about half an hour into the show or so. Right now, let's get back to some good music with our friends Two Country for Nashville. Here's Joel and Leanne.
Hey, thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. Hey, we're going to do an original song for you that Leanne wrote. And we do a lot of Johnny Cash and June Carter stuff in our shows. And so Leanne wrote a song. She said, you know, we're kind of like them. We got married that way. And so she wrote a song. She wrote a song about it called Like Johnny and June. It goes kind of like this.
Living on love in a country tune. Me and you like Johnny and June. Nobody loves me the way you do. It's me and you like Johnny and June. Me and you like Johnny and June. We weren't always together, you and I. Timing was on our side.
And now, your future is now mine.
We're living on love in a country tune. Me and you like Johnny and June. Nobody loves me the way you do. It's me and you like Johnny and June. Me and you like Johnny and June. So sing a song with me.
That one we always do.
In two-part harmony.
Three chords and a truth.
It's written in our hearts.
Shared in our two.
We were married in a fever just like Johnny and June. Living on love in a country tune. It's me and you like Johnny and June. Nobody loves me the way you do. It's me and you like Johnny and June. Me and you like Johnny and June. We've got what other people don't.
We've got what all those people want.
Yes, and lots of folks wonder if it's true.
Well, is it?
Yep, we're living on love just like Johnny and June. Living on love in a tune. It's me and you like Johnny and June. Nobody loves me the way you do. It's me and you like Johnny and June. Me and you like Johnny and June. Yes, it's me and you like Johnny and June.
All right. Thank y'all so much. Thank you.
Good job. Me and You Like Johnny and June. And you wrote that yourself?
I did.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Ain't she good?
Yes, she is. She is. And you have such a sweet voice, too. You sound a little bit like June Carter.
Thank you so much.
You know what? We have just been joining you for so long. I think the first time I saw you was when you were playing for the motorless parade crowd that was doing Uncle Dave Making Days, and I was up there on my bicycle to take pictures, and I thought, where's this great music coming from? And it sounded like records. It sounded really good, but it sounded live too. So I thought, well, somebody is really playing well. So
you
I went up there.
You walked on over and introduced yourself to us.
That's
and
right.
That's how it started.
We play for people and horses.
Now, which end of the horse do you never mind?
Whichever end pays.
Oh, mercy.
Oh, you know,
jokes are bad today.
I'll tell you what. You probably have heard some great jokes, and that's always part of a country show, so, you know, haul off and tell one or two if you feel like it a little later in this hour.
All right.
We're just so glad to have Two Country for Nashville here
Thank
with
you
us.
So much,
Joel and Leanne Ulmer, and you'll hear from them in various places around the area, and if you ever see a sign or whatever that says Two Country for Nashville, go in. You're going to have a great time that evening listening to them.
That's right. They can find us on Facebook, too. It's the number 2 country, the number 4 Nashville.com. We also have the internet web address as well.
Because, you know, on an internet, they charge you by the letter in your domain name. No, just kidding.
They do? Uh-oh.
2 Country for Nashville with the 2 and the 4 in there.
The number and 2 and the number 4,
yeah,
right.
And you'll find them real easy that way on the Facebook. And you have a website, too, or not?
We do. Yeah. www.2countryfornashville.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Same way.
Good deal. Glad to have
Thank you
folks with us here today. And also with us today are Kim and Jim Nestle. They are with an outfit that they've started called Intentional Intimacy. And we've really enjoyed talking with them the first hour and finding out more about it. So let's give these folks a clue what we've been talking about. What is intentional intimacy? We've answered that about 4 or 5 different ways, but what do you think? What it is?
To boil it down, it's purposeful relationships. It's really bringing people together with the intention of knowing me in such a deep way as I know you in a deep way. So building that connection, deeper relating, and encouraging them through the scripture, through Jesus and his hope for relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the way we do that primarily as a ministry is with a retreat center that's located out in Lansing, Tennessee. And just like churches have great men's, women's, and youth retreats, we want families to come away together and to learn to relate more deeply with one another.
And you call things out there that you do the Clear View Retreat. Is that the name of the center as well, or is it Intentional Intimacy Retreat Center?
The retreat center is Clear View Retreat.
Okay.
But the ministry is Intentional Intimacy.
Okay. I got that straight now. what is the Clear View Retreat Center like? Is it, do you have dormitories? Do you have cabins or cafeteria? What do you have out there?
We have family cabins. Right now we have 4 family style cabins. 3 of them are 2-bedroom layouts, and 1 is a 3-bedroom layout. Each 600 square feet with living space, bedrooms. Nice. We actually have running water, nice showers, nice warm showers out there for you. Nice, comfortable environment for families to be able to get away. We also have a lodge that we meet in and eat in. And then we are finishing up what we call our activity cabin, which will be the children's area that they can learn relating principles on their level and enjoy kind of their time at the retreat while the adults are learning at their level.
Is this a rustic retreat, the kind of place where you probably would not find color TV and Wi-Fi?
Exactly.
Correct, yes. And if you're in certain locations on the property, you will not get cell signal. And that was an intentional...
You put up aluminum foil in the trees.
Yeah, exactly.
You can intentionally go to certain spots if you absolutely need to do something, but we do not encourage that.
Well, that's wonderful, because one of the destroyers of intimacy, I think, is the media, as we talked a little bit in the last hour. What do you do then when you get someone to come to your camp, and do you attract them through church meetings or through advertisements like this, or how does that happen that you find someone to come to your Clearview retreat?
There is multifold. We currently have a Google ad campaign. for nonprofits that are out there, Google Grants is a great opportunity. Normal AdWords can really cost a nonprofit a lot of money, but they've got a great thing set up. So we have had a great outreach so far, probably the best one with our pastor missionary outreach. We supply the property, if we're not using it, for pastors and missionaries to get away. We know that they need a time of sabbatical.
That's super.
And to deepen really their relationship with God. So that's one of our outreaches. But they can Google us, you know, family retreat, and what will come up as an option.
Word of mouth. We've had some groups that you mentioned Celebrate Recovery last hour.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple of Celebrate Recovery groups come out as their end of the season time to have a time of fellowship. They don't necessarily run curriculum. They just come out, spend some time together. So
they're wrapping up a step, they'll finish that out in the retreat environment. So
that's
it really
great.
Gets them away from the craziness of life and out into the retreat.
So how far away is Lansing? How long would it take to get there from Murfreesboro, for example?
From here, it's a 2-hour drive. So it's a nice, easy drive.
Yeah.
Head 40 east until you hit Crossville and go a little northeast. 22 miles just off of Interstate 40.
Now, was this a facility that existed that you heard about and bought, or did you build it, or how did that work?
It was a divine, I don't know if we've got enough time to talk that whole story, but a divine opportunity that God enlightened our eyes to. Previously, it was a ministry called Confrontation Point, where they brought out groups of kids and reached out to the community there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A couple from Florida then purchased the property and was rehabbing it and turning it into a bed and breakfast when we found it. And they had it for auction.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not able at that moment to purchase it at the auction, but God acquired us some funds a little later that we are now the owners of.
That's wonderful. Kim Nestle and Jim Nestle are here. If you just heard, if you just joined the program, if you just walked on the scene here at the farmer's market, and we're just delighted to have you folks here with us to talk with us about intentional intimacy. What a great name, because we're just not very intentional about intimacy, and people wonder after they've been married a few years, what happened to our relationship?
Exactly.
Joel has a wonderful joke about that. Perhaps he'll tell later on.
sure.
But it's just what happens, and what happens is we aren't intentional about our relationships. We aren't taking time to share with someone else what is important to us and what's been going on in our life and that kind of thing. So it's wonderful that you have come up with this concept to help people get back to that.
Amen. Amen.
That's just great.
Yeah, a lot in our society, people are really good at intentionally avoiding relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot that's already set up in our society that makes it easy for that. You can lose yourself in your cell phone. You can lose yourself to the TV. And those things aren't bad. We don't say... You know, get rid of your, go throw your TV off the balcony tonight.
We have teenagers who have smartphones, so we understand.
And they're listening to the radio. We're not advocating that right now. but it's time of unplugging to connect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that the concept of today's world is plug in and get connected.
Mm-hmm. Kim and Jim Nestle with Intentional Intimacy. We'll hear more from them here on Uptown Talk after we take a moment to talk about some of the folks that help make Uptown Talk possible. Our sponsors today are Global Drywall, Shacklett's Photography, iDrive E85, the Tennessee Peddler, City Cafe, and Bagwell Document Solutions, and our friends Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Forest York Guitars, and Bob Bunk's Organic Grocery also help us make Uptown Talk possible from month to month. We're just so glad to be on WGNS right now as we talk to folks in the Nashville area and all around about how great the farmer's market is and how glad we are to have Two Country for Nashville here. And we'll hear some music from them in just a moment. Our number one sponsor, though, is Jesus Christ, who brings the best kind of encouragement and genuine hope that we want every person to experience in this life. For truly, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. And we have a couple of folks here with us today that definitely have been called to a great purpose. We'll talk more with Jim and Kim about intentional believers. We think of ourselves as Christ followers. This is our time to shine. how we live, how we speak, how we care for others. We have to ask ourselves, are we honoring our Maker, our Creator? Are we giving Him gratitude for all that we have? You know, I'm so glad to be able to talk about some of these folks who make it possible for us to bring you Uptown Talk. And one of them that I'm just really proud of is the Tennessee Peddler. Today's show is brought to you by the Tennessee Peddler because it's the web's most unique online general store where every product is made or originated right here in the great state of Tennessee. We invite you to come on out and check out our cool assortment of boots, all sorts of musical instruments, and all sorts of other cool stuff, some cooking ware, and just some wonderful new things that too numerous to list that are now on the Tennessee Peddler. That's www.tennesseepeddler.com. Check it out. You'll be surprised at all the wonderful things that are made right here in Tennessee. And I've been asked by the folks over here at the City Cafe to remind you that they have some new items that are of interest to you, those of you, particularly those, anyone who eats would be interested in what we have to say here. They have a sausage, egg, and cheese grit bowl with a biscuit for only $3.95. And also for breakfast, they have bacon, egg, and cheese wrap with hash browns for only $5.95. And they have a Cajun catfish thing that they do for lunch. And we just tried these out yesterday. They have hot fudge cake and homemade desserts. They have one over there now called the Turtle that is caramel cake and chocolate cake with caramel sauce and nuts and whipped cream. Ooh. Oh, man. It's try getting up from the table after that. It's like the old Beatles song, you'll have to have them all pulled out after the Savoy Truffle. You remember that song? It's something else over there at the City Cafe. You know, they've been around since 1900. Tammy and Teresa welcome you to the City Cafe. Come check them out. They have a private room upstairs if you want to have a meeting. They also do catering. So if you have a family reunion or something coming up, you might want to talk to them about bringing the dishes to you of all of their wonderful food. Give them a call. That's 893-1303. That's the City Cafe right over here on East Main Street and just within walking distance of the Farmer's Market. If you get hungry, go by and see them at the City Cafe, 893-1303. Thank you, City Cafe, for helping us with Uptown Talk. We have time, I think, for another song, a couple more songs, maybe a bunch of songs, hopefully, from our friends with Two Country for Nashville. And so let's bring them back here for another song, please.
I was on my way out the door to go to City Cafe.
Oh,
I had to pull him back in.
I'll tell you, I did not get breakfast this morning, and my stomach is growling as I talk about this stuff.
That was torture. That sounded great. Man, I got to go get something to eat.
We're going to do a song that some good friends of ours called Williamson Branch wrote, and it's called We Could Be.
Yeah, talking about getting relationships back together, this song kind of talks about that.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
We could be again. Everything that we were back when. We could dance and hold each other tight, laugh and love up through the night, and then maybe you and me could remember how we used to be. Everything we were back then, babe, I know that we could be again.
Darling, when our love was younger, before the troubles and the cares, you and I had such a dancing, hold each other tight, laugh and love all through the night, and then maybe you and me
babe, I know that we could be again. Everything we were back then, babe, I know that we could be again.
Oh, that's so nice.
Good song.
It is.
They're a talented group. If you hadn't heard of Williamson Branch, y'all should look them up. They're a great family gospel and bluegrass group.
Hmm.
Good friends of ours.
What kind of music do you folks listen to when you're not performing? Do you always listen to old-time country music?
Pretty much. I can't even tell you who's on regular radio.
We don't know the new people. We don't know a lot of the new people today. We just love that old stuff and that old sound. But, I mean, we love and respect a lot of genres of music. This is just the type that we really feel passionate about. So.
But you get inspiration from lots of different areas, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And who are some of your contemporary favorites today?
Contemporary favorites today?
Today?
I mean, there are people playing old-time music, lots of those. You know,
George Strait's one of our favorites.
Like George Strait. There's a guy in Texas named Dale Watson. I like his music quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And there's quite a lot of guys in Texas I like.
I love Cute Little Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly's always been great. But I don't know, contemporary guys, the new country stuff, there's not much I
It's
like.
hardly even country. You know?
It's a lot of country rap.
It sounds like rock and rap
today.
And
yeah.
I know a lot of good rock groups that I like better.
Well,
I love rock and blues.
Well,
I mean,
for a while there, you know, some of it was like 70s rock and roll, you know.
Yeah.
I think the country was almost influenced by people like the Eagles and that kind of thing, you know.
Well, I think a lot of they kind of done away with the rock and roll genre too, so a lot of the rock and roll guys are coming over to country because that's where their music's being played, so.
You know, what I should probably do is switch over to the Otis piece today about bro country.
Oh,
That would be perfect for you, and I don't know why I didn't think of that earlier, but we'll play the thing about workplace relationships another time, because I really want you to hear the one about bro country. It's quite good. We'll do that here in just a little while when we get closer to the half-hour mark. We also have with us today some folks that are doing a project called Intentional Intimacy. They have a great camp called Clearview Retreat, and I just want you to tell more about that, if you would. You were mentioning earlier in the last hour about grieving families. Now, I think about people, as you've mentioned earlier, when you ask somebody, how are you doing, the automatic reply, and we give that ourselves, oh, I'm fine. You know, we could be bleeding in our boots, you know, but I think tragedies that befall people, either, you know, whether it's car wrecks or some disease or whatever, or just surprise deaths when somebody has an aneurysm or whatever and keels over and nobody expected it, life is fragile. Stuff happens. And it's not a good idea if something has happened to you, you've lost a loved one, even a cat or a dog, you know, whatever, if you're grieving about something, and you don't tell anybody about that, it's like having a sore tooth in your head. It's like having tooth decay. It starts to impact the rest of you in ways that are not good, in ways that you may think that you've got this under control and I've got this and I'm everything's cool and I can tell people I'm fine and sort of halfway mean it and look like it.
Right.
But what do we do about grief that goes on or that people have maybe lost somebody some time ago and they've never grieved? What is your grief camp all about, and how can people connect up with that? You know, I think sometimes people have an attitude too. Well, I don't need counseling. That's for weak people, or that's people that have something wrong with them.
Right.
Well, surprise, everybody's got something wrong with them sometime. Yeah. You know, and so how do you work that into a grief retreat? What is that all about, and what a genius idea this is? I'm asking you because I want to encourage you to talk about it.
Thank you.
We lost our fifth son, Jedediah. To trisomy 13, which is a chromosomal defect. And at that point, the Lord had already given Jim the term intentional intimacy. He was already living that out in our home, encouraging other men that he mentored at the seminary to do that. But when we moved here and had begun intentional intimacy after four uncomplicated sons given to us, we found out about Jedediah when we were actually still pregnant with him. And so we knew that he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to walk the next 17 and a half weeks knowing that we were going to say goodbye to our son. And it was tough. But we have friends and family all over the country, and they asked me to write on our website what I was going through so that they could encourage us, but from afar. They didn't necessarily want to step in and just ask the questions, but they didn't want to be disconnected from us.
Sure.
So that was the first step. People encouraged me to share what was going on.
Right.
Then, after we actually lost Jedediah, we really connected with the number of seconds that he had lived, because every one of those seconds impacted so many people. And we had a friend come and say, we need to reach other families the way that not only you allowed people in, but that other people were able to step in when we couldn't. We couldn't pray for ourselves anymore. We didn't know what to say. We didn't know what to do. Me especially, with having carried him and having him die in my arms, it was something that you can plan, you can think that you've planned for it, but you don't really know.
Right.
And it was when he stepped in and he said, I really keep thinking that intentional intimacy needs to include that as a third outreach, mm-hmm. that we realized that it was a perfect fit and that God had allowed us to have our son for that time, that his life mattered, and that it mattered in such a way than
sure.
we could have ever realized. But that's every life.
Yes.
It doesn't have to become a ministry. Every life matters, and that's what we want. If you are grieving the loss of your mother or your father, we had a woman who, she lost three babies, stillborn, early miscarriage, and then a four-month-old. She was 80-something years old, and when I shared with her about the loss of our son, she began to cry, and she had never been allowed to grieve the loss of her three children.
Yes.
Because there was this, shut up and move on.
Yes.
And we don't want that. We want to open the doors. And so if we're not running an actual grieving retreat, but we know that somebody's lost a loved one, mm-hmm. we try to reach out to them and we say, if you need to get away, let us know.
That's great. I was just wondering if you might have a little notice or some leaflet that people could pick up in funeral homes.
That'd be a good, a great resource to kind of hear the backstory of Jedediah. Kim's written a great blog. And it's technically a resource for families. It does tell his story. But if there's a family going through loss, they say, what do we do in this situation?
Right.
The website, wearejedediah.org. J-E-D-I-D-I-A-H is how you spell Jedediah. From the actual name Nathan the prophet gave to Solomon, meaning we are beloved of the Lord.
Mm.
And so that, his story resonates and is part of that level of intentional intimacy. Do you see yourself as beloved of the Lord? Do you have that hope? Or do you just see yourself walking through every day with, I am who I am?
Yeah.
No. You are Jedediah. We are Jedediah. That was the theme that we gathered from this, that even though we are living in this fallen world, there is pain. There are times when you're going to fall. You're going to try to get back up, and you're going to be living through the pain. Do you remember we are Jedediah? You are beloved of the Lord. That's what Christ was all about, and that is the hope of relationship. Can you put that in your daily life and say, I'm Jedediah. I am beloved of the Lord. That is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am going to live. Do you know the heart of God for relationships? It is that.
Mm-hmm.
It is that you are his beloved. You are so close to his heart. He shows the true intentional intimacy that he gave us his son. And he wants you to go beyond the hope of salvation. Salvation, yes, we need that. But there is that hope of application today, that we are Jedediah, we are his beloved. We can have that level of relationship that gives us hope and gives us encouragement day to day. You treat your spouse as they are the image of God? Or do you come home and just, it is what it is, and this is our lives for the day, and let's see what's on the agenda? Or do you treat them as, again, a child of God, the beloved of the Lord?
That is so good. I was just thinking as you were saying that the theologians call that a vertical perspective.
Exactly.
Are you just living for what you see and sense and feel around you, or are you aware that there is someone who created you, who loves you, and is all around you anyway? That vertical perspective, look up, you know, there is hope as you look up.
Amen.
As you look for something else that's leading and guiding your life and has a good promise for you. I know that Joel Osteen always talks about God's favor and that his favor is looking for you. You know, are you grateful? Are you aware of him? And are you expecting great things?
Right.
Or are you just always walking around like there's a cloud over you and, oh, woe is me, and it's, nothing is ever going to change? I think we have to have that awareness.
Amen.
And it's the intentional intimacy wakes that up, helps people realize that. What a great thing that you are doing. Intentional intimacy with Kim and Jim Nestle. And they'll be here for a little bit after the program today. I hope that you'll come by and visit with them. And maybe you have something going on in your life. Maybe you have something going on in your family that you'd just like to chat with somebody about and see if this Clearview Retreat Center might have something for you as well. So stay with us. You're listening to Uptown Talk on WGNS and from the balcony of Shacklett's Photography with Kim and Jim Nestle with Intentional Intimacy. And we'll have some more music for you from Two Country from Nashville here in just a moment. And so stick with us as we listen to Charlie Parker play While I Find My Place in the Book. Hold on. The people that make it possible for us to do Uptown Talk here today is our good friends at Bagwell Document Solutions. And you may think, well, what do I need with a document solution? Well, more than you realize, you know, every day you're looking at various and sundry documents. They came from somewhere. And if you have a company, you know how important it is to be able to get that memo out to your employees or to share the new guidelines that have just come down from whatever governing agency that you work with. Bagwell Document Solutions is one of the best companies in the area. They offer Middle Tennessee businesses and industry the latest in fine quality printing and imaging machines, featuring the full line of Canon copiers with network, fax, and high-speed digital imaging capability. Ask Bagwell's experienced on-site technicians for a free survey of your existing equipment. The Bagwell team is ready and able to provide just the right solution for you. Save time and money by calling the experts. That's Bagwell Document Solutions. They're out of Shelbyville, but they're also here in Murfreesboro and all over the Middle Tennessee area. You can find them online at BagwellDS. That's Bagwell Document Solutions, BagwellDS.com, or call anytime 24/7 at 800-427-8329. Bagwell Document Solutions, 800-427-8329. 427-8329. Up here on the balcony at Shacklett's Photography, and we've got some more great music for you now from our friends Joel and Leanne Ulmer. They call themselves Two Country for Nashville. What have you got for us now?
Hey, this is and what kind of modern day stuff we like. And this song, we wrote this song a few months ago. We were on our way home from a gig about 3 a.m. trying to stay awake in the car, and came up with this song here. We got a new album going to be coming out this fall, and it's going to have 15 original songs on it, and then I'm going to put a bonus track of Old Violin, Johnny Paycheck's song, on there.
Oh, neat.
And so I thought, hey, I got the title for the song, for the album. We'll call it Old Strings and New Things.
Cool.
And then about a half hour later down the road, still trying to stay awake, I came up with the song. So we wrote the song Old Strings and New Things. So
now, how do you write a song if you don't have your guitar in your hands? Do you just sort of wake up Leanne
head.
And
yeah,
say,
just, you know, singing it in our head. Yeah, I said, get your computer out and start typing.
Yeah, I start typing the words down, and when
usually
the music's part comes after the words.
And do you keep a notebook beside your bedside table in case you get a dream?
I don't. I should. Yeah. I should. I don't have
We've
any.
Said that many a time.
Yeah. I really need to.
We need like a recorder or a notepad or something right by the bed.
Sure.
So if we wake up with a thought, a wonderful thought, we won't forget it.
Yeah, there you go.
We're going to give a shout out to our friends Don and Ida down there. Look at them.
Don and Ida.
Sporting our Two Country for Nashville t-shirts.
If you're listening on the radio, y'all need to come here live in person down on the square.
And share those pictures with us. Let's talk after the show. It's real easy to do that because we love to put pictures on our Facebook when we get our Facebook thing done. But
Well, anyway.
So this one's called Old Strings and New Things.
Here it goes. These old strings on this old guitar, we've been everywhere, we ain't never got far. But we keep on picking, we play and we sing. These old strings keep writing new things. Heartbreak and heartache, new loves and mistakes, quiet Sunday mornings and crazy nightlife, drinking and dreaming, the blues and the pain. These old strings keep writing new things. These old strings keep writing new things. The words may be different, but the sound's still the same. We call it real country, and it always will be. These old strings keep writing new things. Fiddles and mandolins, banjos and steel, old doghouse basses, we love them still. Martins and Gibsons and Tellys a twain, these old strings keep writing new things. These old strings keep writing new things. The words may be different, but the sound's still the same. We call it real country, and it always will be. These old strings keep writing new things. Willie's got Trigger and BB Lucille. Old Chet had his Gretches, Don Helms had his steel. Roy Nichols with Haggard, and James Burton with the King. These old strings keep writing new things. These old strings keep writing new things. The words may be different, but the sound's still the same. We call it real country, and it always will be. These old strings keep writing new things. These old strings keep writing new things. The words may be different, but the sound's still the same. It's real country music, and it's all we will sing. These old strings keep writing new things. These old strings keep writing new things. These old strings keep writing new things. Appreciate it.
Old strings keep writing new things. That's a good song.
Thank you.
That's one you ought to publish. I think is it going to put on your new CD?
Oh yeah, it's going on there. That's a title cut.
Excellent. And you got some CDs downstairs. Now what's that CD that you have downstairs called?
That's our very first one. It's called This Is Too Country for Nashville. It's our very first CD we did about 2 years ago, and it's got 15 songs on there. There's 3 original tunes and then 12 cover tunes that you can sing along with every one of them.
Well, great. Come on by Shacklett's Photography. Come inside and say hello to Gloria. She'll be happy to point those CDs out to you. And stick around if you'd like to come by after the show. We'll be concluding here in about 20 minutes or so, and meet Leanne and Joel and find out more about what they're doing with Two Country for Nashville. We promised you earlier that we would have the Otis message, and we didn't do that at the half hour, so let's catch up and do that right now. Here is Otis talking about bro country.
Folks, this is your old friend Otis. I might be a simple man living in a complicated world, but I'm here to tell you that it's us who's a-making it that way. Now, it's my opinion if we'd take the black and white and left and right out of our decision-making and instead apply a little old-fashioned love and a lot of good old common sense, well, the world would be a lot better place for all of us. I'm here to throw my two cents in with this whole checklist country or bro country thing or whatever you want to call the watered-down suit of country that seems to be dominating my beloved and sacred country music genre. I tell you, I'm none too happy about most radio stations sounding like they're playing the same song over and over and over again. Pickups, beer drinking, a sunny day, fishing, mindless barefoot girls in cut-off shorts. I mean, I like a girl in tight blue jeans as much as the next feller, but hell, I sincerely doubt most of these quasi-cowboys have really lived the life they're singing about like the country boys of past did. I bet half of them are from the city and wouldn't even know a country road from a turnpike. Does every song have to be about dirt roads, ball caps, working all week just to party hard through the weekend and totally submissive, mindless female playthings? Throw in a redneck or two and you have almost every song on current country radio. I'm telling you, the checklist is almost checked out. I suppose the good news is that the girls have about had their fill of it and they've fired the early shots. I suspect when they come storming full strength into the boys' camp, they're gonna come hard charging and ready to put an end to all this bro country nonsense. It's past time we get some honest and dignified womanly influence and opinion back into country music before it spins past the point of no return. Friends, it's time we put the country back into country music. Maybe it's time we saw a split in the country music world and the real country artists make a stand. And as the First Lady of country music, Tammy Wynette, used to say, get a D-I-V-O-R-C-E from this bunch of phonies. It's time that the real working men and women of America got their country back. And I don't mean just country music either. I'm Otis, and I'm out.
The World According to Otis is brought to you by the Tennessee Peddler, the world's most unique online general store. Check us out at www.tennesseepeddler.com.
Oh, boy. And you can find out more about Otis on the tennesseepeddler.com. Go by there and check him out and hear other messages. And we'll be bringing you a message from Otis every Uptown Talk right about the 11:30 mark. And I'm just real kind of interested, Joel, Leanne, your take on that, please.
Otis for president. I love Otis. That's awesome. That was great.
You know, there is a campaign in the brewing, and I can't speak authoritatively on it, but one of the ideas that's been kicked around is Otis for POTUS.
Otis for POTUS. I like it. I'm for that.
Well,
I've never been for anybody running for anybody, but for anything, but I would vote for Otis.
I just hear that might be happening, and we're trying to continue to encourage Otis that he ought to think seriously.
I like Otis. That's I gotta find out more about Otis.
You know, he's an incorrigible kind of guy. I'm just afraid that, you know, any candidate that has good intentions gets up there around the Beltway and they get polluted somehow.
We got to keep Otis real.
You know, Leanne and I have a radio show over in Franklin on WAKM every Tuesday.
We need to have Otis come make
I think
a,
Otis needs to make a stop
appearance.
By the station.
Well, I think that could be arranged,
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody needs to hear a little bit more common sense from Otis from time to time. And so we'll have another tune here from Two Country from Nashville. Joel and Leanne Ulmer are with us here today, and we're so glad to have you. And I hope that we also hear some more music from them here in just a moment. And right now, let's get back and talk with our friends from Intentional Intimacy. Kim Nestle and Jim Nestle, husband and wife team. You all have been together as a couple for how long now? You mentioned that you have some other children before Jedediah. Mm-hmm. Would you say four?
We have four older children, and then we restarted our parenting career 17 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And we've been married for 18 years.
Oh, great. Great. Where did you all meet?
We met in San Diego. I used to work with her sister and still kind of work with her sister. I'm a nurse by trade. That's my tent making. And she connected us and wanted me to show her around town. And 3 weeks later, we were married and heading to Japan with the Navy.
Wow. What did you do for the Navy?
I'm an RN, a nurse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you in the Navy as well?
No, I was just a tag along.
Oh, wow.
She just wanted a naval officer.
Yeah, I hear that. That's good. And then you got together, got married, and then you had four children, and then the situation with Jedediah happened to you, and you became involved in the intentional intimacy idea. And that's been how long ago now?
Well, we closed on the retreat center in May of 2012, but it was an older facility, and so we've been doing renovations and so forth. So we moved from Baltimore 6 years ago with this dream, mm-hmm. and then, like we said, everything kind of went on hold with Jedediah.
Sure.
We just kind of spent our time loving each other as a family. Mm-hmm. Like Jim said, he's a tent maker, and the way that the Lord worked out his working, he spent a lot of time at home. It wasn't the easiest for financially for a family of six, but it was very necessary for us as we all walked through the grieving period of losing him and figuring out what our new normal was going to be. And so we've made various concessions through the years as far as how we were going to run things, because we wanted our children's father with them as much as possible.
Yes, yes.
So we try to make as many choices as we can with our children, mm-hmm. not being the priority. God is our priority. Our marriage comes second, because our children we're going to send off into the world. But we do want them to know how incredibly important they are.
Yes.
And so the decisions that we make for work, for education, for fun time, all of those things come down to what's going to glorify God and what's going to build each other up day to day.
Isn't that remarkable? That's something that so many people may have to run into at some point. You know, there's no money for rent, there's no money for the car payment, but by golly, the yard needs to get mowed, and I'm just going to go out and do what needs to be done, and mm-hmm. and just follow through faithfully on things that are right in front of you that need to be done. Do you find that has possibly happened to you while you're out there and thinking, you know, well, this cabin needs to be painted, or this plumbing needs to be fixed, or this, that, and the other. Even though there might not have been a paycheck on the horizon, you got out there and did what you needed to do, what you suspected God was calling you to do. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. Was that what that was like for you?
Oh, it's a challenging time in a lot of ways, but it's a awesome God-giving time that we've been able to connect as a family. And I think the skill of work is missing in our society today. Mm-hmm. So having the boys be able to come alongside and say, hey, let's do this. Let's build this cabin. Let's renovate this cabin together really gives, I think, them a sense of accomplishment and the knowledge of a skill. I don't know how many kids know how to pick up a hammer and nail nowadays and be able to run it properly.
I bet your kids do.
Yeah, they are.
It is truly a family affair. Clearview Retreat would not have happened, not just without volunteers, because they are vital, but without our children as volunteers. They have been absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, sometimes kicking and screaming, you know, as kids do, they don't necessarily want.
But we
know that as a family, we can do this, and that's our hope, is to continue to pour into other families, not just the sense of work, not just the sense of mm-hmm. doing things together, but intentionally intimate. Are you intentionally intimate with homework? Are you intentionally intimate with the grocery time, with the cooking time, the cleaning time? It's praising God in the storms and praising God in the norms of making those choices moment by moment and day by day, and putting relationships before all else.
Hmm. I like that. Putting God first in the storms and in the norms. That's good. I really am so glad that you are here to talk to us about these things, because there are so many things that happen to people that they have no means of figuring out on their own. They may listen to inspirational tapes, or they may pick up something from a Sunday sermon if they go to church at all.
Right.
But just to know that there is a place where people can go for a retreat. People will head for the state park, as I often, my wife and I do. But to know that there's a place where people could go instead of the traditional recreation areas and get something more, value added to build their life.
Exactly.
Tell me about the people that come, how and what kind of experiences that you have had recently, how you're getting more people to come to the retreats, and what your schedule looks like in the next few weeks.
Oh, the next few weeks we're kind of in shutdown mode in a little bit of a way. There is still some nice, good, warm weather and opportunities to connect out there. But as school has started, of course, we're involved with homeschooling and doing that. But there are still opportunities for weekends at the retreat. We can get those set up, of course. Let me backtrack just a tad bit, kind of to the building up of the ministry and
sure.
to the property. I do have to give some good credit to our volunteers, of course, our families, great. Our volunteers, our board members have been awesome in supporting us. We have been blessed with a great group here locally called Global Accord. They really reach out, and their tagline is "Deploy Hope." We had a building, our activity cabin, that was partially destroyed by a fallen tree.
Oh, no.
Yes, and they came out and they did a Herculean effort, 24 hours almost essentially, of a team of volunteers coming out and putting that cabin back together and getting it on board. So they're a great organization.
Now, did you find it cost prohibitive to insure the facility, or do you have insurance out there for things like that happen?
Yes, cost prohibitive is a good word. Because we are a young organization, and a lot of our financing right now is through donations. We have like a bare minimum insurance plan on it, so mm-hmm, that is tough. We've found some different options, and as we continue to grow, we will be able to expand that. So. But for that fallen tree, we did not in at all. So through the hearts and donations of people helping us out, we were able to put it back together.
Tell us again, as we're getting close to the end of the time that we have for today's program, how can people get in touch with you, or if you'd like to find out more about how you can support the Clearview Retreat and the work of intentional intimacy through your church, through your organization, through your business, if you'd like to become a partner with the work that they're doing, mm-hmm. How can folks get in touch with you, and what steps would they need to take to be a partner to what you're doing?
One of the best resources, you can call us directly at
615-739-0634.
That number again?
615-739-0634.
Or you can connect with us online, intentionalintimacy.org. You can Google Clearview Retreat, and we will be the top hit. You can also connect through us with Twitter at Better Relating. You can also connect with us on Facebook. Just search for Intentional Intimacy, and you'll get our Facebook page. Or, again, just call us at
615-739-0634.
You guys are precious. You're so good. I want to ask you just one more thing, because we're kind of running out of time here, as I mentioned. What is perhaps, in your estimation, the number one difficulty, the number one impedance to people discovering intentional intimacy and the whole realm of beauty that can unfold from that?
Probably disconnecting from the world and really connecting as a family. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that are vying for our time and energy, mm-hmm. for our attention, that you intentionally have to unplug to reconnect. That's almost sounds kind of silly in a way, that you unplug from the things that distract you, and really just have that purposeful draw to connect.
Sure, sure. Intentionally, you have something else to say? Please. How about that phone number once again?
Yeah, that was right.
615-739-0634. Yes. This is my first time on the radio.
Oh, you're doing great. You're doing great. I want to have you come back and talk about some things like this again in the near future, because it's such a huge problem in our society today that it's the most ignored, you know, elephant in the living room is what people say.
Right.
You know, that we just live our lives without realizing that our lives are getting shallower and shallower and shallower without that intentional intimacy. Kim and Jim Nestle have been our guests, and we have time for one more song,
I think.
And so let me just mention to you once again all of the folks who have helped us with our program today. Let me just give you the list of our sponsors, because we're running out of time, and I want to be sure to give you about 3 minutes to do another song. Most country music tunes are about 3 minutes long, aren't they, thereabouts? Let me just remind you that our sponsors today are Global Drywall, Shacklett's Photography, iDrive E85, The Tennessee Peddler, City Cafe, and Bagwell Document Solutions, Jennings and Air Funeral Home, Forest York Guitars. Please go by Forest York Guitars and find out about their Rock School. If you have young people that would like to play in a band or learn how to play an instrument, Rock School is very cool. And Pawbunk's Organic Grocery next door, they have a sale going on of all of their merchandise as well. Okay, that's it. Let's have another song from Two Country for Nashville.
Thank you very much. We're going to do one here. This is another one that a friend of ours wrote, plays at the Nashville Palace right after we do. And we'll leave y'all with a kind of a prayer today, since we're talking about spiritual things and prayer. This is one called One Prayer Left.
If you had one prayer left, if you had one prayer left, you didn't have time for any more. If it was your last breath, you only had one prayer left, tell me who.
Thank you so much for being with us. Next week, Jeff Edge, a financial advisor, will be here, and we'll have music from Travis Clower. Thanks again from Joel and Leanne Homer with Two Country for Nashville, and Kim Nestle and Jim Nestle with Intentional Intimacy. That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us for Uptown Talk today. May the Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace.